Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 28th of May. There are assorted minor inflation signals from around the world today. Because central banks are following inflation lower with their interest rate policies in order to prevent the additional tightening that would be caused if real rates were allowed to rise, this is all relevant to financial markets. The UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index led the releases, coming in with a slower pace of inflation in the month of May. Non-food prices continue to fall. Deflation there is alive and well. However, food price inflation remains positive, if substantially lower than during the profit-led inflation episode. One thing worth noting is that the supermarkets do appear to have ended the dual price structure that offered special discounts to loyalty card holders. The British Retail Consortium's data includes those discounts, whereas consumer price inflation data does not, and the gap between these two food price inflation measures has closed. It would be unbelievably cynical if an economist were to suggest that the closing of this gap had anything whatsoever to do with an announced competition inquiry into whether dual pricing structures were unfair. Japan and Germany are offering prices from further up the supply chain. Japan's service sector producer price inflation was somewhat higher than expected. This is quite a long way up the supply chain from the consumer, and some of this will reflect the weakening of the Japanese yen, increasing imported service costs in yen terms where contracts have been specified in foreign currency terms. Meanwhile, Germany will be offering April wholesale prices, and these have been firmly in deflation territory for a year now. The European Central Bank is going to give its survey of consumer inflation expectations. This is probably the least important part of today's pricing data. Consumer inflation expectations have little or nothing to do with what will actually happen with inflation in the future. Consumers' predictive power is, of course, nothing when compared to that of economists. Consumer inflation expectations only ever matter if consumers change their actions based on those expectations. The potential for change in actions is varied. Consumers might cut discretionary spending because of fears of rising prices for basic or essential goods. Consumers might cut saving if they fear negative real returns in the future. They might demand higher pay increases. None of these is particularly in evidence in Europe at the moment. Pay increases are above normal, but that seems more a game of catch-up with past inflation than being motivated by future expectations. The United States is giving evidence of political polarization rather than pricing power. There is the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Measure, which sadly is not broken down into Republican and Democrat views of the economy, but which will be distorted by partisan bias nevertheless. There's also the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll, which does not offer any breakdown in the numbers, but which does offer the hilariously biased set of comments from some of the supposedly objective poll respondents. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.